I think people worldwide have a fairly romantic notion about American Indians. Mm-hmm. In some ways, we're the most visible, invisible minority in the United States. We make up 1% of the population, which is a very small amount. Half of all American Indians don't live on reservations. They live in cities, or in the countryside, or in suburbs, or everywhere else that other American people live. Less than half of our population is born and raised and stays on reservations. Reservations are like small countries inside of the larger country of America. You know, we're free to travel, we're free to live, we're free to work, we're free to do whatever we like to do. But even when people live on reservations who aren't themselves Indian, which is often the case, they too don't recognize us for what we are. Mm. So it's not that we're hidden on reservations away from the public gaze. There's just a problem with the public gaze. And so my job as a writer, among other things, you know, to entertain, to entice, to please, to bring pleasure. These are things that writers do. But in addition to those things, my job is to change how people see the world. I mean, that's part of the job. Mm-hmm.